305. TJ Show. It is Monday. It's Monday already. Seriously.
It's a heck of a weekend.
You must have had a good weekend, right? You had your baseball draft?
I had my fantasy baseball draft, and I had studied a lot for that. A lot of prep into my fantasy baseball draft.
I know you spent a lot of time on this thing.
And in the first round, went like I expected. It's our keeper league, so there wasn't a lot of talent at the top, but I got Matt Kemp with my first round pick.
Nice.
Felt really good about that. And then the next round, I was probably going to take Aramis Ramirez. That was my third baseman. It was a really weak field there in the third round. I ended up just rolling the dice. I said, you know, plans gone away. I went with Justin Morneau. Rolled the dice, even with all those concussion programs. And the rest of my draft, all that preparation meant nothing.
Yeah, because that probably steered you the wrong way.
Yeah, went completely out the window.
But if Morneau stays healthy.
But if he plays... If he plays, my season could be great. One player, my whole fantasy life. I'm throwing it all on you, Morneau. So Aaron Matus from WICD, he's a big Twins fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge White Sox fan, so it's going to be hard for me because I have to cheer for Morneau. 5 home runs in a game, but, you know, Twins lose at 12-10. I need a lot of those this year.
One of those.
Right, need an MVP season, and he's capable of it.
He's good.
But if he doesn't play well, wow.
Oh, that could be tough. But you know what? That's I've got it. Can you still sign up for a draft, you think?
Still got 3 days.
I might just try to get on there maybe tonight.
Just play some random guys.
Just pick some random guys and just say, go, just to help my baseball knowledge.
You don't play fantasy baseball?
I don't. Believe it or not, I did it. I've done it twice, and it was just too much for me. It was
really
every day, you know, and it was all that, and I just got to the point where it was almost too much for me to do.
I love fantasy baseball.
Yeah, I know, and so does Mike.
Well,
I mean, you guys...
know, for a while there, I kind of got away from watching, or at least paying attention to every team besides my team. Now, when you play fantasy baseball, you pay attention to everybody. You pay attention to everybody's stats, know who's playing well. So by the All-Star break, you could probably pick out the All-Stars just based on all the fantasy stats. So that's what I love about fantasy sports. It makes you such a sports nerd. that you digest all these statistics.
Exactly.
And then it allows me to come on the show and know what I'm talking about.
Well, there you go. And that's the one thing that I need to learn. I need to do it just for that reason so that I can digest all the baseball that I need. But hey, we've got to give out something, right? To the listeners. And that's because baseball opening day is Thursday, March 31st, that is. You can win two great seats at Busch Stadium if you unscramble our Connect FM phrase that pays. It's just 9 letters.
We'll only announce each letter once and only on the radio. And here's one now. Stevie J did 2 earlier in the day.
Yep.
Listen carefully. E. That's an E as an echo. I repeat, that's an E as an echo.
When we've announced all 9 letters, we'll open up the phone lines. If you're the first caller to correctly unscramble the Connect FM phrase that pays, you're going to opening day at Busch Stadium.
These tickets are going for about, I think, $180 right now.
Sweet.
On StubHub, right down the left field line, box seats. We're even going to take you to Busch Stadium. We're going to take you there and back, courtesy of Star Limousine. Listen for another letter 1 hour from now, then another 2 tomorrow morning with Stevie J at 7:05 and 8:05.
No purchase necessary. Complete contest rules at MyConnectFM.com.
This is going to be a great sports week because we just had a great sports weekend. We have opening day coming up, but what a weekend in the NCAA tournament.
Big time.
We have a 3, 4, 8, and 11.
Unreal.
How about Butler and VCU just taking out the mid-major term? I mean, they're in the Final Four, crashing the party. One of them is going to the dance, the big, big dance, NCAA championship game.
And will it be Butler? Will it be back-to-back championship games? We bring on our expert from Indiana,
that's
Chris Widlick, former WCIA sports director and now currently at Wish TV. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing great. E is an echo. Am I eligible for this phrase that pays?
I don't think so. Because you know me personally, you cannot go.
Okay.
Come on.
I think that's fair enough.
Okay, yeah, Chris can go if he wants.
It's a bear of bad news sometimes. Well, Chris, what's the
You know I'm a White Sox fan, though, not a Cardinal
fan.
That's right.
I'm a fan of you, Chris. Now, I didn't know you were a White Sox fan.
I forgot to tell you, even though your dog is named Wrigley.
You got it. You know, I didn't name the dog. I love the ballpark, not the team.
I enjoy going to Wrigley once in a while, getting some old styles. Might as well.
Yes.
But, Chris, what's the scene in Indy right now? Another run of the Final Four for Butler. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely remarkable. In fact, I am in historic Hinkle Fieldhouse as we speak. There's going to be a media availability here in about half an hour with the players before they head down to Houston. It's improbable, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
We saw it last year. Was a great, great story with a very good team who was ranked most of the season. They'd won 25 in a row, very good basketball team, still making the Final Four in their hometown was spectacular.
Yeah.
This year, yeah, they lose Gordon Hayward to the NBA. They lose another starter, Willie Beasley. The season began slow out of the blocks. They lost three games in a row in the lowly Horizon League. Not a really good league this year. They were 6-5 in the league at one point in January. And we thought, these guys aren't even going to make the tournament, much less make any kind of a run. But lo and behold, come March, something happens here. It's just magical. And they're back again in the Final Four. The city is going crazy, as you might imagine.
Chris Whitlock from Wish TV in Indianapolis joining us, talking about Butler there and probably run. I had him losing to Old Dominion. I know a lot of people did. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I love watching this team. Shelvin Mack, I mean, people are saying he might be an NBA player. And Matt Howard, you get the most out of these kids.
Matt Howard is not only a great player and a great leader, he's an academic All-American. This kid wins with his brains. I mean, you saw him win those first two games at the end. Yep. A little acting job maybe on that foul at Pitt. Hit that putback against Old Dominion. He's in the right place at the right time. Such a smart player. Great kid, too. And the players just look up to him. They follow his lead.
That's
where Matt goes, this Butler team goes. And he's a winner. It's pretty obvious.
And how about Brad Stevens? I mean, he's the guy that is the talk of the town everywhere in the coaching ranks. Every school that isn't happy with their coach wants him. I mean, what's that like for him, and how hard is this going to be for this kid to just continue to do what he's doing at Butler and not be somewhere big?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think if Butler was going to lose him, it would have been last year, at least early on. I think as he builds his resume now, eventually I think he'll have his pick. He's an Indiana kid.
Right.
He's from here. He played college ball here. He was a point guard. He's lived his whole life in the state of Indiana, so this is what he knows. This is what he loves. I think if you look down the line, IU is probably his dream job, if that ever happens. Who knows if it will. But the way you see him on the sidelines, his calm demeanor, obviously that rubs off on the team. That winning all these tight games down at the end, he never shows any nerves, never calls out his players. He does get in their faces, usually does it behind closed doors. But he's tough when he needs to be, but so smooth and so smart. One of the best tacticians you would ever want to meet. Great guy, too. Easy to talk to. He absolutely the toast of the town. The city absolutely loves him. And when he turned down these big jobs, Oregon really wanted him last year. To stay here, Paul, and he said he spoke with the AD, and the AD said, "We want to keep you here. We're going to make you comfortable." He goes, "That's all I need to hear." And they shook hands. Wow. Didn't even talk numbers. Didn't sign anything right away. That's just the kind of guy he is. And Butler's really fortunate to have him.
Chris Whitlock from Wish TV in Indianapolis joining us, talking about Butler and their hot coach, Brad Stevens. What job would it take to get him away, lure him away from Butler? I mean, what if in a year or two the Illinois job comes open? Would that be something he'd be interested in, you think?
I think it's possible. I think he had spoken in a few years past as being a big Hoosier fan, growing up watching Bob Knight play, coach, I should say. So I think if Indiana would be a big job for him. And really, if he keeps this going, he could have his choice.
Sure.
He could have, you know, if it's not a top 10 program, if it's not a UCLA or a Kentucky or a Carolina, I think he'd be happy here. And why not? He says it's not just the money, it's being surrounded and supported by people who really enjoy you and give you what you need, and they do here. So he's got everything that he wants, makes probably just over $1 million a year. On the broad scope, for a school this size, that's pretty darn good.
Absolutely.
But, you know, most Big Ten jobs are probably twice, three times that much.
Chris, on the way home, I know Sunday I was texting you to see if you'd come on today, and I said, "Hey, go VCU. Why not?"
Yeah.
And they did, right? They made it happen.
Ridiculous. VCU is this year's Butler.
Yes.
Right? Love it.
That's true.
They are the Cinderella, and you know what? I think that's going to help Butler a little bit. I think VCU will be in the spotlight in Houston. They're going to feel like they are media's darlings. Everyone's going to be hitting them from all sides. Butler was able to handle it pretty well. I think it helped that it was in the hometown. They just took a bus 6 miles down to Lucas Oil Stadium. They didn't have to get on a plane last year.
Exactly.
But they were the media darlings last year, certainly. But But now the Cinderella is the glass slippers on the other foot. So it'll be very interesting to see how Butler handles being a favorite.
Yeah, they're not the underdog anymore.
Exactly.
They are not the underdog. They're 2.5-point favorite over VCU, and it'll be very interesting to see how they play with that because, you know, schools of this size, when you get into the tournament, that's part of the motivation that the coaches give to the players. Like, sure. You know, they don't respect you. They don't think you belong here. That's certainly what Shaka Smart has used at VCU because they barely got into the tournament. But all the mid-major coaches use that. So it'll be very interesting to see how they deal with being the favorite and how VCU handles that in that intense spotlight down in Houston.
Well, Chris Woodlick, thank you very much. We really enjoy it because we wanted to get that kind of scenario from Indy and kind of take us there. So we appreciate you doing it. And why not root for Butler? Yeah. I mean, they're a team that's easy.
How could you not, right?
Exactly. They're just simple to root for. Brad Stevens is simple to root for. So good luck to you. You get to cover another Final Four team.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And I get it. And we got the Super Bowl coming next year if there's a football
spoiled.
Season.
Spoiled.
Can it get any better in Indianapolis?
Yeah. Chris is spoiled, isn't he? He's going to get tired of hearing from us.
Right.
I enjoy it, Lon. You know I do.
I know it. I appreciate it, buddy. I'll talk
anytime.
To you soon. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. That's Chris Woodlick from Wish TV in Indianapolis, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.